Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Donald Trump solidifies his front-runner status following Tuesday's Republican presidential candidate debate. Let's look at his seemingly controversy-proof appeal with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, Mr. Trump stands by his call to temporarily prevent Muslims from entering the United States. How does Gallup go about assessing how that stand resonates with potential voters?
Well, it's a very interesting question. We did not go out and say, do you favor or oppose that? Instead, we said what's really important here is the public's views on what would be effective in helping control or combat terrorism going forward. So we took Trump's recommendation vis-a-vis Muslims and embedded it in a list of actually 10 different things that could be done to prevent terrorism, most of which were actually mentioned by President Obama in his December 6th speech. And for each one, we said, how effective do you think this would be? And the bottom line is that Trump's suggestion about Muslims, which we actually worded two different ways in the list, was dead last. In other words, Americans are least likely to think that that would be effective in controlling terrorist acts than any of the other actions that could be taken that we tested.
In spite of that, though, his appeal seems to be enduring. Is that because his image is pretty set at this point?
His image is absolutely set, at least as far as we can see. We keep expecting to see major changes in the percent of Republicans or percent of adults in general who have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Trump. And we have seen that for other candidates. Now, let me give you an example. We saw Ben Carson's image really improve, and now we've seen Republicans in particular really souring on Ben Carson. His favorables are down, his unfavorables are up, as he kind of fades in the minds of Republicans. But Trump is steady as she goes. People seem to be very hardened. In particular, Dave, I've been looking now at data collected since December 8th, which would be the day after he made his announcement about Muslims, through the end of this week. And we find that, if anything, among national adults, Trump's image has edged up a little. His favorables are up a couple of points, and his unfavorables are down a couple of points. So we can reject the hypothesis that what Trump said on December 7th about Muslims and preventing them from coming into this country has caused Americans to turn more sour on him. In fact, that's not the case based on our data.
Let me run this by you. I've heard it posited that perhaps pollsters underreport Trump's appeal, meaning that respondents might be reluctant to say they're in favor of somebody who's come up with so many controversial stands. Is there any merit to that?
Well, you know, that's very hard to say. There's a lot of discussion in polling circles going back for decades about the fact that people may be a little less than honest or not saying what they actually feel when we ask them certain questions. But I don't think that's the case. I think in today's environment, when we call people up anonymously on their cell phone or on their landline and simply say, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion to the following people, including Donald Trump, I don't see any reason why somebody who likes Trump wouldn't say favorable.
Fear of terrorism still at the top of the list for problems for Americans?
It is. Our December update showed a major shift where that was number one. And actually, in addition to that itself, fear of terrorism, we had an increased number of mentions of things like national security and the Islamic State in general. So clearly, our December poll, which came after the San Bernardino mass shootings and also after the incident in Paris, which resulted in a number of deaths, have caused Americans to say, wait a minute, the most important problem facing us as a nation now is terrorism, rather than dysfunctional government or the economy, which had been leading the list for most of the months prior to this month.
In turn, has Gallup polled the public on the most effective ways to combat terrorism?
Indeed. And in that long list that we gave Americans, here's the two that win. Americans are most likely to say that increasing airstrikes against the Islamic State and overhauling the federal visa waiver program to provide tighter screening for people who come to the U.S. temporarily, those two things would be the most effective. 79% of Americans for both of those say they would be very or somewhat effective in combating terrorism. Right below that, banning gun sales to people on the federal no-fly watch list, something that President Obama has proposed, but there's been a pushback on that, and also sending more U.S. special ops troops to fight the Islamic State. Those are number three and four on the list. So all in all, if we put it together, we would say Americans say tighten up the visa program, tighten up who can buy guns, do more military things in the Middle East, short of sending ground troops. But the idea of somehow profiling Muslims, they say, that's at the bottom of the list. We don't think that would be effective at all.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.